I'll never forget. One of other things about my childhood that was just, I went to that school, that one-room school, for 2 years in my life. Oh my. I was a big kid. My dad had died, and my mom needed to work, and she sort of fudged my age. And I started school when I was 4 years old. And we had a teacher that came, she lived in Morganton, and she came to Burnsville and stayed with a black family in Yancey County, and she was our teacher. And then on weekends, she'd go home to her family. But I can remember, I was so little and young that her name was Miss Lucille Carson. And she, we had, that little school had one huge big room, and there was a huge big, like, curtain that could be drawn to separate, you know, the different ages on mm-hmm. each side. And then there was a little, there were, of course, two bathrooms. We had a small little office. And Miss Carson, every day during lunch, would go in the office and listen to the radio. And I'll never forget one day she went in and she came out and she was crying. And she told us and informed us that President Kennedy had been assassinated.
Oh, my God.
And I'll never forget that. And I remember her taking me and holding me in her lap while the other kids worked, and she rocked me to sleep. Yep, in that little school. And then when we were, we had a pastor that lived here in our community. We used to, well, he would take the school bus. Now, we had a bus that would ride us from here to that little school. But when they moved us to Brunswick Elementary, as we call it, the white school, mm-hmm. we had to walk to school. But when we were at that school, he would go at lunchtime, take the bus to Burnsville Elementary, and they would send our lunch up there in pots. And she would dish it out for us in plates. I'm sorry to take this out of the oven. But that was our childhood. And growing up here in Burnsville. But Miss Carson was, she became a part of our family in the community. Because she, you know, came up from Morganton.